Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Curlous Minds. I'm your host for today, Ryan, joined by my two good friends, Philip and Darren. How are you doing, guys?
Hello. Can't complain.
You can't complain.
I can't complain, but I'm not at the moment. I'll wait till the end of the podcast.
Not say now, Darren. Have you got, is there something you want to say right now?
Well, this chair isn't very comfy. Need a bit more pillow.
I've got a pillow around here. Oh, yeah.
No, nobody can actually see that finger.
You can see it. That's all that matters to me, Darren.
How many fingers was it?
I would say that was one.
Well done.
The size of that fat hand, I would probably say two.
Nothing wrong with your eyesight.
Okay, everyone, so today's theme will be dinosaurs and dinosaur-related fun and activities.
Open the door, get on the floor.
No singing on this podcast.
Sorry.
I'm going on.
Okay, so we're going to get straight into the Would You Rathers for this week. Following on for our usual theme of them being pretty disgusting and not very nice. Yep. And the first one is, would you rather be eaten alive by a velociraptor or swallowed whole by one Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I bet be swallowed whole by a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, being eaten alive cannot be pleasant at all, whether that's being torn apart or swallowed whole. But you've got a fighting chance if you swallow your whole stomach acids are going to digest you pretty quick. But I'd try and scum my way out of there.
Well, I don't think a T-Rex could swallow your whole because I don't think it's that big. Be like us trying to swallow a mouse whole. Well, let's just say it did, which it wouldn't, but if it did, I would rather be swallowed whole than be eaten by a velociraptor.
Yeah, I think I agree. Yeah. Swallowed whole. The velociraptor one would be quite horrible, I think.
Yeah, be torn apart.
Not good. Don't really fancy any of them. I think both of them were ribbing you dear.
Yeah, wouldn't be a fun day either way. I do agree. Okay, for the next one, you're in the jungle. You're having a good time. Then you get chased. Would you rather be chased by one T-Rex or three velociraptors?
One T-Rex for the same reason I just said on the previous question.
That it couldn't eat you whole?
If it could eat me whole, like we're saying it could, then I would rather be eaten whole than get killed by a velociraptor.
We've moved on to the next one. You've got to completely disregard
the I would still say the T-Rex, because you can probably outsmart a T-Rex by just hiding behind something or whatever, but a velociraptor's more smaller, so it'd be easier to find you.
I would just like to make a note for everyone listening. When we say velociraptor, we are, of course, obviously talking about the same sort of animals from Jurassic Park, what you would identify as a velociraptor. We do understand that those are not actually what real-life velociraptors would be. They do have a different name, but yeah. Just thought I'd point that out for everyone, really.
Not the ones that look like giant chickens.
No.
Feathers.
Not the gut slicing turkeys, which is essentially what a velociraptor is.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think I would go for the one T-Rex. I think they are meant to be faster than what we presume them to be, but if it's like the one in Jurassic Park, I reckon I could probably outsmart it. So, whereas velociraptors, no chance. Fast, aggressive, hunted packs, talk to each other, not good.
Well, we don't really know if they actually talk to each other.
Well, according to Jurassic Park, they do, don't.
Yeah, well, that's from Jurassic Park 3.
They communicate in Jurassic Park 1 as well.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
See, Darren.
Clever girl.
You're right. I forgot about that.
See.
Okay. So the next one is sort of dinosaur related, but would you rather live in a world where ghosts and spirits roam free and search the lands, or where dinosaurs are still alive and they roam the lands freely?
Yeah, probably the ghosts and spirits walk free. I don't think they can do a great amount of damage. Whereas dinosaurs, again, no, turn the whole place apart. We wouldn't be number one predators anymore.
They top of the food chain.
Maybe, but we're still quite intelligent. Yeah. We could definitely put them in the place a little bit.
I figured I'd run
for some of the bigger ones would be difficult.
I'll say the spirit. Plus, you can have a decent conversation with them. Can you imagine chatting to somebody who lived around the Roman period, saying, oh, what was that for when you were alive? And talking to some Victorians, talking to...
We're assuming we can talk to the spirits down here.
Get a Ouija board or whatever they're called.
A Ouija board.
Yeah.
You know, that was originally just a children's toy.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh dear. I think I would pick the dinosaurs, you know. I
would you?
Like dinosaurs. I think
throw
would
them in there.
Yeah. And maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Imagine you just paid for your brand new house and you're living it, and then the T-Rex just comes and destroys the whole thing. Whereas you're just going to get haunted by a spirit.
It'd be quite distressing to be haunted by a spirit. That's could grab you in turn.
That's what the Ghostbusters are for.
That's true. Yeah.
There is that. Mm-hmm. Okay, on to the next one. Would you rather fight 50 duck-sized Indominus Rexes or one Indominus Rex-sized duck?
That's a good
if you've
question.
Not watched it, I don't. Just to make everyone aware, the Indominus Rex is the new one from the Jurassic World.
The white one that could sort of come
genetically modified yeah. bits of everything in there.
I'm going to say the Indominus Rex-sized chicken. Because that's quite a smart creature, can camouflage, it's a complete badass, but yeah. a duck's not really. You won't pick a duck as like a
vicious hell beast.
Yeah.
My only concern would be how much bread would it eat? Like, we could have a potential bread shortage on our hand. But I think I'd probably go for the one giant...
Indominus.
Indominus.
That could
Rex.
Be a bit wrong, actually, to be fair.
Indominus Rex-sized... duck. That's what it'd do.
Yeah.
That is the most weird stuff. Oh, that yeah. sounds nothing stop. Like a duck. Sounds like a duck being electrocuted.
Here you go, take the loaf of bread, Mr. Ducky.
Yeah, I think I agree. I would go for that one as well.
Yeah.
Although it would be pretty scary to see a...
Pretty harmless, though.
Yeah. Well, I could stand on you.
Yeah, I suppose it could eat you.
Maybe a duck is only harmless because of its size and it's just got a beak. Maybe if it was the yeah. size of a... Indominus Rex, maybe it would be quite vicious.
True.
Maybe.
We'll never know. No, unless we genetically modify it in Darren's back garden.
Good day.
We're going back to dinosaurs still being alive, which is quite an interesting topic, I think. But would you rather dinos were not extinct and still roam free, or every horror movie monster ever devised was real and roaming the earth?
Probably dinosaurs roaming free. There's a lot of horror people out there that I wouldn't like to meet. Ones that come to mind are like the Boogeyman and Freddy Krueger, Jason. Yeah, I'll probably take my chances and have dinosaurs roam free. And I'd probably die either way, but I'd rather die by being eaten alive by a dinosaur rather than be torn apart by Freddy Krueger.
I agree 100% on that one. Yeah. Because yeah. Freddy Krueger can get you in your dreams as well, so you're not safe anywhere.
Yeah. Who else are the Darren? What are their... What
there's a monsters? Pinhead, the guy pinhead. From Hellraiser.
The Ring Girl, she freaks me out.
Yeah.
Let's go with the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
What about you?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I think you'd be struggle to get away from the dinosaurs. Like, you wouldn't be able to get away, I don't think.
You wouldn't be able to get away from Freddy Krueger. It'd be
well,
your dream.
There's a lot of other people Freddy Krueger would be dealing with. Before me.
At least you can fight back between against the dinosaurs. What about Jason? Jason can't get killed, can he? Friday the 13th.
But he's only bothering one person at a time. By the time he gets around to you.
We got Michael Myers. He's basically just Jason with a different mask.
Michael Myers. Austin Powers, Michael Myers.
Yeah, that's the one. You don't want Austin Powers coming after you, do you?
Groovy, baby.
Don't tell me you never heard of Michael Myers.
No, I have. I was just joking.
The next one's a little bit silly, but I wanted to put it in here to see what you guys would think, okay? Would you rather have a pack of raptors on your team, so similar to the most recent film, bear in mind though, no matter what they tell you in that film, they are 100% not trainable, so although they are now on your team, maybe in the future they won't be on your team.
Okay.
So, the pack of raptors on your team are the ever resourceful, witty, and charming Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park.
So we get to pick somebody who's.
You either get the raptors or you get Ian Malcolm. They're on your team to save the day.
Ian Malcolm, because I don't think he'll try to eat me.
You never know.
Oh, I never know, but he doesn't seem to the kind of old tart to me.
Yeah, I'm going to mix it up and I probably want the raptor team. You said they're not trainable. What are they doing on my team at the moment? Have they been trained but I can't train them anymore?
Well, it's just like the film. They're on your team for now because your goals align. But in the future, will your goals align or will they not?
I would have them on my team, but I keep a close eye on them.
Yeah.
And watch out for their antics. And when they start sort of sniffing me or, you know, staring at me funnily in the eye, then I'd be like, you've got to go.
To be honest, I think that'd be quite scary if you and Malcolm did that as well.
Yeah, just staring at you in the eye.
Yeah.
Looking at you. Thinking, Darren.
I don't know if I pronounce his last name. I was going to say the actor's name, Jeff Goldblum or something. I can't pronounce his name. That's
Goldblum.
It.
Mm. He's a legend.
Big Jeff. Yeah.
Big Jeff.
It's not his best role, though.
What do you think his best role is?
Best role is clearly Independence Day.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
I don't know why. Independence Day. Not a big fan.
You're not going to watch the second one? Not looking forward to it?
No.
Is Will Smith in the second one?
No, I don't believe he is. I think they've killed off his character.
I think so, yeah.
Like,
his president's still in it. If that's not the best speech you've ever heard in your entire life.
That was a good speech. I used to love that film as a kid, but I watch it now as an adult. I just think it's a bit cheesy, a bit too over-patriotic.
We will not go quietly into the night.
I think the aliens look pretty good as well.
Okay, guys, that's it for the Would You Rathers for today. We're going to steam straight ahead into Curlers Fact or Curlers Fiction.
Okay,
guys, so for question number one, we'll be Philip. So, Curlers Fact or Curlers Fiction? More than 6 out of every 10 adults in the USA think dinosaurs and people lived at the same time.
I think that's a fact.
Phil's going for Curlers Fact. Darren?
I think that's probably a fact, yeah.
Going for a fact as well. You're selling our brothers across the pond quite short, unfortunately. That one's Curlers Fiction. Four out of every 10 Americans believe that dinosaurs and people lived at the same time. So
40%.
Only 40%, yeah.
Sorry, America.
Okay, so the next one. Some sauropods, which I believe are the big, tall...
Big long necks.
Those are sauropods, long tails. Okay, so some sauropods could grow to be more than 200 feet long, and it is believed could create sonic booms with their tails.
I think that's fiction. I don't think they could create sonic booms with their tails.
It's pretty tall.
It is pretty tall. Sonic boom speed, though, isn't it? Height or length.
I'm going to go with fact.
Phil's gone with Curl's fact, and it is, in fact, Curl's fact. I did say believed that they could make sonic booms with their tails, as the current scientific research does suggest that, although there is none alive, so they don't know for 100% certain, but yeah, that's what they believe. Okay, the next one. Curl's fact or Curl's fiction? The first dinosaur bone that was ever found was from a giant dinosaur called Megalosaurus, and the very first bone from that dinosaur was called Scrotum Humanus.
I'm pretty sure it was called Megalosaurus because they were calling it giant lizard. But about the scrotum thing, I'm just going to go on a whim and say fact.
I have a fact as well.
You've both gone for fact. You are in fact correct. It is Curl's fact. Phil's still in the lead 2-1, but you kept yourself in the game, Darren. Okay, next one. Dinosaurs had giant fleas with beaks the size of modern day syringe needles.
I think this is fact.
Darren's going for fact.
I think that's fiction. I've never seen a flea.
Fiction.
Before, yeah.
Darren draws it up to 2-2. There was, in fact, fleas with beaks the size of modern-day syringe needles. Okay, so, next one. The Earth's rotation is slowing at a rate of approximately 17 milliseconds a century. As such, the average day for the dinosaurs was closer to 22 hours.
I'm going to go with fact on that one.
Yeah, I'll go with fact on that one as well.
We've got two facts, and you're both correct.
Woo-hoo!
It was a fact. Okay, in a semi-dinosaur-related fact or fiction, prison officials in Guantanamo Bay used the children's song I Love You by Barney the Dinosaur as a form of torture in Guantanamo Bay.
That torture would work on me. I'm going to go for fact because it seems a bit of a random thing to make up on this one.
Does sound like me, though, making up random things and expecting people to believe them.
Yeah, true. Barney the Dinosaur is American, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to go that that's a fiction.
Going with fiction. Darren's turned the tables and is now one in front.
Hey.
It is, in fact, a fact. Okay, the next one. Tyrannosaurus Rex, Velociraptor, and Triceratops, in fact, all the other dinosaurs in the film Jurassic Park, apart from the Brachiosaur, did not actually live during the Jurassic period.
I'm pretty sure I know this one, and that's a fact.
Okay.
It's also a fact.
Okay. You've both gone for fact, and it is correct. Next one. Brontosaurus never actually existed. A paleontologist rushing to outdo his rivals mistakenly believed that he discovered the dinosaur, but in fact it was a bone belonging to a different dinosaur.
it is a fact, but there's some paleontologists who's starting to believe that there is actually the Brontosaurus.
Okay, Darren's gone for a fact with a detailed answer.
I'm going to go with fiction on that one.
He's gone with fiction. Unfortunately, he's blasted himself even further into the lead, but you've got a chance to redeem yourself. Oh. I do have an additional bonus point to give out for this question. If you can tell me what dinosaur the original bone was found from that he mistook for a brontosaur.
I'm going to say a Diplodocus.
I think it's pronounced Diplodocus, but...
Is
yeah.
it? Oh, close enough.
I could be wrong. I'm actually not an expert on dinosaur pronunciation, but nevertheless.
Well, neither am I, so I'm going to have to share Phil's answer.
You're both incorrect, unfortunately. It was an Aptosaur.
Oh, what a god.
I never got that done.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Curl's fact or fiction for the next one. The time period separating the Stegosaurus's lifetime and the Tyrannosaurus's lifetime is actually greater than the time period separating the Tyrannosaur and modern day human.
It is fact.
Darren's gone for another fact.
I'm not sure about this one, but I'm going to join Darren and say fact.
You're both correct. That was a fact. Okay, leading into the final one, and I don't believe Phil can win this, unfortunately.
Can do.
But you could claw a point back and it'd be not quite as embarrassing a loss. Darren could absolutely smash you if he gets this right and you get it wrong, Phil. So you've got a lot on the line.
Okay.
Last one. Chinese villagers used to consume dinosaur fossils as a medicine as they used to believe it was from a flying dragon.
I'm going to say that's true. Chinese are pretty... high up with dragons and stuff. They seem to love the things, so I'm going to say true.
True, okay. Darren?
Fact. I'll go for fact. I can imagine it's something from way back.
Yeah, both going for fact. Final answer's locked in.
Yeah.
It is in fact a fact.
Woo-hoo.
Well done, guys. So Darren's absolutely battered Phil there. Pretty poor showing, to be honest, but maybe you can redeem yourself a little bit later in the day.
Oh yeah, I've got another quiz, Darren.
You'll kick your ass on that one as well.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, next up we've got a dinosaur themed Area 52. For those listeners who are not aware, deep in the dark jungle of prehistoric America, there was a very deep, mysterious and quite spooky cave. In the cave, there was one of the most amazing things the dinosaurs had ever seen.
Was it a black hole?
It was not a black hole, no. It was a mysterious carpet where the dinosaurs would go and cast away their deepest hate, most virulent annoyances and their most wretched frustrations. And to their amazement, they would be cast from this earth forever. Hopefully, I'm making the world a slightly better place.
So, Phil, that is how the dinosaurs got extinct.
True.
Now you know.
The Libra
tapping.
Okay, so, Phil, first. Okay. You have something you want to cast away into this mysterious tarpit?
These weren't around in the dinosaur era, sadly.
I believe the tarpit is still in existence.
Oh, okay.
Recent explorers have failed to find it, unfortunately.
Yeah, so. Okay. I am throwing in bank holidays.
Oh, controversial. Darren's looking quite mystified.
I'm very mystified by this.
I'm going to tell you why.
Let's listen to his reasoning, though. It could sway us.
Bank holidays, right? Normally people, on average, work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, it's an average job to have, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So these people are the ones benefiting from bank holidays. However, everything's closed past a certain time. I mean, everything used to be closed, like, you know, 10 years ago. Everything's busy, the roads are packed, everyone's, you know, covering the cars full of everything, driving to the beach if it's sunny, driving to, you know, a theme park, Alton Towers maybe. So you just cannot get anywhere on a bank holiday. It's always raining. It's pretty boring. I mean, we just had 2 bank holidays and I was bored out of my skull because we didn't want to go out because 1, it was raining. 2, roads were busy. 3, we knew everywhere would be packed anyway, even if we did attempt something. I just think they just need to be wiped from existence. I don't particularly like bank holidays. I used to look forward to them. Maybe it's because I don't have an office job. I don't know. But even still, it's an absolute nightmarish day when it's bank holiday. There is nothing to do unless you love being around billions and billions of people all doing the same thing.
I just get paid more on a bank holiday, so I don't mind them. Get more money from it.
I've got to say, you've not swayed me, Phil.
Really?
You've not swayed me, no.
I thought you'd have gone, yeah, damn right, let's get rid of these bank holidays.
No, I quite like bank holidays.
You do?
It's nice for the extra time off to sit down and relax. You don't have to do something. That's a problem you have, Phil. You're very restless.
I am, I have to be doing something.
You can't sit down and just chill.
Like today, it's raining, I can't do anything other than sit in and do stuff, but the stuff I do is just boring.
From someone like your side, I can't understand it, but unfortunately, I'm not willing to agree with you there, Phil. I'm not willing to give up my bank holidays, unfortunately.
Darren, no?
No, I don't mind bank holidays. Like I say, I get paid more on a bank holiday, so...
I thought I was on a winner this
month. No, unfortunately not, Phil. Damn. The tar pit's still bubbling away with nothing additional being thrown into it, unfortunately. Bank holidays and public holidays, whatever you want to call them, are safe. And Phil is quite clearly an idiot. Moving on, Darren, what have you got to
say? Oh, you're not going to throw mine in, but it's something I want to just say.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately because basically I've got no life and I'm doing writing. And when I've got writer's block, I just go on YouTube and watch a music video. And there's been this guy called Leafy.
Leafy is here?
Yeah, I think he's the biggest scumbag in the world. All he does is just call people. He's done other YouTube videos. He's just a bully. He's like the schoolyard bully who just goes around stealing people's pocket money and giving them a wedgie. I think he should just be gone from YouTube. Yeah. I think he's just a right scum. I have watched his apology video, but he's only sent this apology out because he's getting loads of backlash. He's a complete idiot.
I would imagine Phil's not going to have much of an opinion on this because I don't think he knows who Leafy is. Although we have watched a few of his videos.
Yeah.
Darren's watched a few of his videos and enjoyed them and in the past. And Sunday games night, because I've actually put some Leafy's here up there.
Right.
So I'm not sure if you're aware of that, Darren, or not.
No, I do remember that.
Yeah, so...
Is it the guy that has all the Windle, you know, like it's like a made up
surfing
game
on CS:GO?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
That's the guy. Yeah. I definitely can see where you're coming from. I don't think he apologized only because he was forced to. Because he wasn't forced to. Nothing would have happened to him or his channel if he didn't apologize. He would have carried on with his exponential growth that he's been having over the past few months. I don't think much would have changed from him. I think he apologized because he didn't know the guy had autism and it was just another funny person to make fun of. He's a popular person who does it, but he's by no means the only person who does that on YouTube. He's only getting attention because he's popular and because he did make a mistake and not do any research into the guy and whether he did or didn't have any learning difficulties or anything like that. So I can understand why people want to throw him in, and it means a lot to some people, stuff like that. So I guess I can get behind it and throw him in as well, but I don't think he did it maliciously, and I think it's sort of been blown out of proportion a little bit just because the guy had autism. Although I don't know that there's been 100% demonstrable proof that he definitely has autism. Yeah, I guess, okay, I'll go with you and throw him in there, but I do like some of Leafy's videos, they're quite funny.
I mean, I don't watch too many of this, the Leafy guy, but I know what type of videos you're going on about. Although they are funny when you watch them at the time, it's so unoriginal what they're doing. They've got nothing, no talent of their own, other than to take the mick out of other people. So I'd probably throw them in there. You need some sort of talent to maybe be a little bit more famous on YouTube.
So very similar to a lot of stand-up comedians who just take the mickey out of people. And
yeah, but the difference is people are actually paying to go to that show.
But what's the difference? What does that matter?
No, well, I see Ryan's point there. Something like Frankie Boyle, Jimmy Carr.
I suppose you're right, yeah. Are we just throwing Leafy in there? Is that who we're throwing? That one guy?
Not all
Chuck him in.
He's only one guy. Sadly won't mind that much. I had something I wanted to throw in today. Something happened a little bit early today. The guys will know about this when I say it. It's something that's happened to me a few times over the past few weeks, and it really annoys me.
Is it something we've done?
It's not something you've done, no. So,
for once.
I was trying to reverse my car out of the driveway a little bit earlier, and this is another driving one related, I believe. Last week or a couple of weeks ago was driving related. But people who either block you in or don't quite block you in, but make it very, very difficult to manoeuvre out of your parking space, whether that be your driveway, which was what happened today, which I think is even worse, but they park so close to you, just over where they should do, where you can't get out, or you can get out, but it's difficult. You shouldn't really have to be expending this extra energy being careful and trying to manoeuvre past their cars. So in future, I think I might not manoeuvre past their cars and just ram into them.
Just ram in.
My car's a bit of a junk box, to be honest, guys. And I'm not really that interested if the bumper falls off or I've got a few dents in the side. So if you're out there and you see my car, not that you would know what it is, and park close to it and you fancy a new BMW, maybe you need to Watch out.
I'll put their registration and put their license plate number up.
Everybody just watch out for any green Ford Fiestas going around the Wigan area.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to throw into the tar pit today.
I'll throw them in, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What I hate as well is people who park on the line and car parks.
Oh, right.
I hate that because I'm not very confident at parking. Yeah. So if someone's parked on the line, I'm nervous I'm going to clip his car.
I hate that as well. It's pretty.
It is annoying.
Pretty annoying.
Yeah.
More than anything, use that for another one.
Yeah, yeah. More than anything, it's just selfish. I think.
From Arlen. Darren,
you agree? I agree. From Arlen.
There we go. Unanimous. For the next part of the podcast, we are going over to what I will be coining Philip's Fantastically Crazy Theory Corner, where he can discuss some of his more outlandish theories.
True theories that people seem to overlook.
What a lot of people may or may not know about Phil is, in the real world, not in the podcast world, he's well known as someone who believes in, shall we say, unusual theories or has unusual ideas about how you should either live your life or how other people live their lives. Case in point, the left-handed theory from the original pilot episode of Curless Minds, where Phil believed that left-handed people are cleverer than right-handed people. Me and Darren thoroughly debunked it with his lack of facts.
Doesn't make it any less true.
It does make it less true.
You'll see.
Okay, let's over to Phil with his theory of the day.
I've got a dinosaur-related theory today that I sort of semi-believe in and think, yeah, you know, could be true. And it's how they died out, really. Mm. So many theories how they died out, just natural extinction, the Ice Age, volcanic eruption, ash clouds, etc., aliens or giant meteorite. But I actually think the dinosaurs died out due to a certain type of plant that naturally grew due to climate change. Heat made the plants more productive and spread. And it's a known plant species known as the angiosperm plant. And I think what actually killed the dinosaurs out was this plant grew just frantically everywhere. And it actually produced a lot of pollen. And the dinosaurs died from hay fever style. Sounds crazy, but honestly, really think about it. This plant that just grew, the dinosaurs had seen it every now and again, but suddenly it's just an outburst of this plant. Caused hay fever, and they had no resistance to it at all. And they just died from allergies, basically, and all died out and couldn't reproduce because they died before they could mate. So, yeah. I think
I'm going to let Darren head this one up first. Yeah, he's looking as perplexed as me, but
seeing as I suffer from hay fever.
Yeah, but you've developed an immunity, Darren.
This is not as outlandish as your other theories, I've got to
say. I had to keep it down, so related.
I can see this one actually, like scientists going, oh yeah, they're finding this out, but
I am a scientist. So.
Oh yeah, that is true, Dr. Phil. No, I don't think so. I'm still with the asteroid hitting the Gulf of Mexico theory.
You think, yeah?
Yeah.
I never heard that one. No,
I believed it. Really?
I'm only joking. No. I've heard the asteroid theory, which, yeah, I suppose so. Massive. Was it like a massive shockwave that wiped out everything?
I don't think the impact didn't kill them. No, it was the dust that was thrown into the atmosphere, affecting temperatures and sunlight and various other things.
Hay fever? Well, could it carry hay fever in there? Yeah.
Well, it's hair. They said they were dying out before the asteroid hit as well, that the numbers were going down. I don't think so, but I don't think it's as outlandish and insane as your other theories.
Like, they will be, they will get better, and you'll slowly be like, this guy knows his stuff.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
We need to talk about like my house theory. Oh, my elevator theory. I mean, in the next one. So,
look at the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm with Darren. This definitely is not one of Phil's more outlandish theories. I'm sure there's some scientific merit or backing that you could put towards it, which is not the case, I believe, for any of his other theories. It's possible. I would say it's more possible than anything I've ever heard come out of Phil's mouth, to be honest with you. But it isn't a theory that I would subscribe to without a little bit more research. I'd need to look into it a little bit and see what the prevailing scientific wisdom is. But most accepted theory of an asteroid or meteor striking the Earth, and the aftermath being the downfall of the dinosaurs rather than the actual impact, obviously. But yeah, I think I'm more in that camp than chronic hay fever.
You'll see, you'll all see.
Just imagine a T-Rex with a handkerchief. Won't make forget it till he knows.
Okay, it's time for the crazy curless quiz. Okay. Phil, can you redeem yourself? Darren, will you stomp a mud hole in Phil right now? You could do. Question one. I'm going to go with Phil. Give him a chance to redeem himself. Okay. Phil, the word dinosaur comes from ancient Greek and was coined in 1842. But what does the word dinosaur mean?
Giant lizard?
Phil's going for giant lizard.
Terrible lizard.
Darren's going for terrible lizard. Very confident in his answer there, and it is 100% correct. Well done, Darren. This seems to be a topic Darren's very knowledgeable about. The pressure is really on here for you to come back in. Number two, is it true or false? The dinosaurs lived on all continents on the Earth, including Antarctica.
I've never heard of a dinosaur living on Antarctica, but I believe that could be true. Can't see why not. Today,
I believe Phil's trying to Google this, guys. Why we're...
I'm writing in the scores.
Okay, Phil, what do you think?
I'm going to say true.
You're going to say true as well? You're both correct. Woo-hoo! It's true.
Yay.
Okay, the next one. The Stegosaurus is one of the most easily recognised dinosaurs thanks to its enormous fin-like spines that ran down its back. But what do scientists believe the fins that ran down its back were for? Got a multiple choice for you here, though, guys. You can hopefully coin some clues. A, were they to stay cool? B, were they to defend against predators? Or C, were they used to woo a mate?
I'm going to say they were to keep them cool.
Okay, Phil's going to
keep cool. I also believe it's for keep them cool.
Darren's going to keep cool as well, and I can tell you it's 100% correct. Yes,
they use it to keep cool. Yeah. Raise the blood up.
It was to regulate the temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very similar to what rats use the tails for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, next one. When did the dinosaurs become extinct? Was it 55, 65, or 75 million years ago?
I think it's 65 million years ago.
Darren's gone for 65 million.
I think it's definitely 65.
Dude, Phil's gone for 65 as well. Both very confident. Unfortunately, you're both correct. Okay. Next one. What is the largest animal ever to live on planet Earth? Is it A, the Diplodocus, B, the blue whale, or C, the Megalosaurus?
I really want to say the blue whale. I'm going to go with blue whale.
Phil's gone with the blue whale.
I'm also going to go with the blue whale.
Darren's also gone with the blue whale. Not had an original thought in his body today, but you're both correct. It is the blue whale. The blue whale weighs in at 170 tonnes and is way bigger than any dinosaur currently discovered. Okay, next one. Although probably one of the most famous dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaurus Rex doesn't even qualify as one of the 15 largest dinosaurs to ever walk the Earth. What was the largest dinosaur to ever walk the Earth? We've got A, the Argentosaurus, B, the Supersaurus, or C, the Diplodocus.
I'd love it to be the Supersaurus, but it's the Argentinosaurus.
Okay. Darren's going for A, the Argentosaurus. Sorry if we're butchering the pronunciation on this for any of you dinosaur geeks out there.
The Diplodocus was quite large, though. Something is centimetre A, the Argentosaurus.
Because I said it.
No. Something to do with it being found in Argentina, something like that. It sounds really familiar. I'm going to go with A as well, unfortunately.
Okay, guys. You are both correct. It is, in fact, the largest dinosaur. Okay, next one. The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that also passed through a dinosaur is what? Is it 80%, 90%, or 100% probability?
I'm going to go with 80%.
Phil's going with 80%.
I was going to say 80%, but seeing as I'm in saying the same answer as Phil all this time, I'm going to go with Nando.
No, I don't unfortunately, think you're both wrong.
100%.
Yeah, really? On almost 100% probability. This is the last one, I believe. Phil can't win, but he can draw. That's where we're up to.
6-5.
Yeah, so Darren could stomp a giant mud hole into him, or Phil could claw it back to a draw. Still a bit rubbish, to be honest, Phil.
Can I just say winner takes all? Winner takes all,
though. It's very unusual that I actually win this.
You should be very confident in your ability of getting this correct.
You're the host, Ryan. You're in charge.
I'm not in charge.
Winner takes all, Darren. Come on, let's do it.
Forget I put something in my mind.
Yeah, you need a forfeit if it you can't just you can't just reap all the benefits, Phil, of a winner takes all. You've got to have a negative. Here's the negative. Winner takes all for this podcast. If Phil gets this correct, not only does he win this quiz, but he's the overall winner of the podcast, discounting your previous fact or fiction victory. But if he loses, doesn't get this correct, the next quiz, Phil starts on -1. So we have to come back from a -1.
I'm game for that.
Go on then.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Which of the following is not a dinosaur? Triceratops, pterodactyl, megalosaurus.
Pterodactyl.
I'm going to lose this either, but let's just go for megasaurus.
Megasaurus. Megalosaurus.
Megalosaurus. Yeah.
Unfortunately for Phil, Darren is correct. The pterodactyl is actually not a dinosaur. Fortunately, none of what you would call a flying dinosaur are actually classified as dinosaurs.
No dinosaurs can fly.
No.
Okay.
Dinosaurs were a distinct group of animals, the same way snakes or crocodiles are distinctly grouped today. Well, dinosaurs were a land-living group, so none of the sea-based ones either are actually classed as dinosaurs either.
Right.
They did not fly or live in water. They are defined mainly by the structure of their hips, which allows them to walk with their legs directly beneath their bodies, like us, rather than sprawling out to the sides as lizards or crocodiles. Unfortunately, Phil will be starting the next quiz against Darren. Not any quizzes he does against me. We'll save the -1 for Darren. I don't need the -1 to defeat Phil in the quizzes. Don't you worry.
I don't think I do.
Well done, Darren. You are the victor for this one.
Yay.
Okay, so that's going to be it for today's episode of Curlers Minds. I hope you all had fun listening to a dinosaur-themed podcast and also Phil's not quite as crazy as usual theories. I think it's going to be quite an interesting eye-opener for some of you in the continued series of this podcast and Phil's crazy theories. But thank you very much for listening, everyone. And we will see you again in the next episode. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Adios, amigo.